Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 27th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. OpenAI targets bio jailbreaks. Palantir recasts technology as statecraft. Bankers reject AI outputs. Claude concentrated in wealthy homes. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. OpenAI has launched a bug bounty program focused on biosafety, asking experts to find a jailbreak that makes ChatGPT 5.5 answer 5 biosafety questions it would normally refuse. The company invites red teamers and researchers in security or biosafety to find a universal bypass that avoids moderation. Work must use ChatGPT 5.5 in Codex Desktop. The first valid find earns $25,000. Partial successes may receive discretionary awards. Applications run from April 23rd to June 22nd, tests from April 28th to July 27th, and participants must sign an NDA. OpenAI recently also started a public bug bounty on data security and now supplies the Pentagon. Palantir published a 22-point manifesto reframing the company as a political actor that says technology must be a pillar of state power. It links security threats to the need for software-based hard power, endorses AI weapons and conscription, and urges societies to accept the risks of future conflicts. The manifesto singles out Germany, calling post-war demilitarization an overcorrection, reflecting CEO Alex Karp's German ties and Palantir's strategic interest. Palantir acts beyond a vendor, shaping debates on statehood, security and privacy versus public safety, while facing scrutiny over police contracts and the NHS in England. States must decide what controls to set when a politically active company accesses citizens' data.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy. But does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Banker Toolbench, an open-source benchmark, tested whether models such as GPT 5.4 and Claude Opus can do junior investment banking tasks. Participating bankers judged no model's output ready for client delivery. About 500 bankers built roughly 100 tasks, Excel models, PowerPoint decks and reports, and the models made hundreds of tool calls per task. Evaluations used a banker-designed rubric with about 150 criteria and an automated verifier called Gandalf that agreed with humans 88.2% of the time. GPT 5.4 led, but only 16% of its outputs were usable as a starting point. None were submission ready. Failures included broken formulas, hard-coded numbers, inconsistent figures, and invented data. The benchmark and data are public. The takeaway is that agents are not yet fit to replace junior bankers. Claude is concentrated in wealthier U.S. households. 80% of its U.S. users live in households earning more than $100,000. Other services show lower shares. Microsoft Copilot, 64%, ChatGPT and Grok, 56% each, Google Gemini, 56%, Meta AI, 37%. Epic AI notes Claude's user base is smaller. Among high earners, ChatGPT is most popular at 37%, Google Gemini, 24%, Microsoft Copilot, 14%, and Claude, 6%. 44% use no AI. Surveys ran in 3 waves between March and April 2026. An Anthropic study found stronger models negotiate better prices, potentially widening economic inequality. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.